Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So let's start with what I think was probably one of the biggest stories of the week, because we are coming up, Sean, on the three-year anniversary, or the three-year launch point, so to speak, with this Russia-Ukraine war. I think we're about a day or two away from 3 years. And now, all of a sudden, the left and the media, because we know they're always, you know, joined at the hip, they've resorted back to, oh my God, there's a mean tweet, and oh my God, Russia, Russia, Russia. They've resorted back to the playbook of 8 or 9 years ago. Your thoughts on that situation?
Well, first of all, I want to say something too, first, because you mentioned Paul Simon. You know what I call him? I call him Al, because he asked me to.
You can call him.
So good.
It's so good.
I love that song.
I love that song too.
Yeah,
perfect wedding song.
It's a wonderful song. But this Russia-Ukraine, I remember when that war started and, you know, there was like pictures of Zelensky on the battlefield and he was looking all tough and then the whole thing. And like, I didn't want to see the war start at all. But the kind of Biden essentially dared it to start. And Vladimir Putin was like, if Ukraine joins NATO, I'm going to invade Ukraine. And then they were like, hey, let's add Ukraine to NATO. And then Putin's like, all right, I told you what I was going to do. I don't like seeing war, though. I felt bad. You know, I don't like seeing people die. I don't like seeing violence anywhere. And it wasn't like justified from Vladimir Putin. Ukraine wasn't added to NATO. It was definitely not. He definitely started. You know, there'll be people here that go, what do you mean? No, no. Putin started the war. I mean, if Vladimir Putin didn't put his troops in Ukraine, there's no war, right? I mean, we have to be honest. Just like Hamas started the conflict recently here. If they didn't attack Israel on October 7th, yeah, they too don't like each other, but there's no full-blown war, right? So we got to be honest. Putin's the aggressor, and that should be condemned. And we've condemned it since it started. I have, at least. I don't want a war. But you look at Ukraine, and you look at the excuses now. Well, they've canceled elections. Well, it's in their constitution. All right. Well, I guess it wasn't in their constitution in 2014 when they got invaded and they held an election. You know, they had the whole Crimea annexation with Obama and they held an election. Mm-hmm. They folded their media up into a almost fully state run operation. The opposition party out there in Ukraine is banned. Property has been seized from political dissenters. Churches have been closed. Okay. In every other instance in world human history, when somebody does these things, we say that's a little much. That's like, you know, tyranny, dictatorship. When Zelensky does it, it's, well, he's just trying to save democracy from Russia. Well, I've heard that talking point before. And every time they've used that talking point, it's nonsense. So I'm sorry. Maybe I've got a wrong read on this. Maybe Zelensky's not that bad of a guy. But he's exhibiting all the traits of all the other bad guys in history, right? And the Democrats are defending it, and they've defended some pretty bad people here, too. So I'm kind of looking at it like this guy's not our friend. And I don't think Putin's our friend either. OK, this I want to be clear. Vladimir Putin wants nothing more than a weakened United States. Right. That's why he endorsed Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Right. He wants a weak United. He didn't do that because he's our friend. Right. I don't think Putin's our friend either. But with that said, when I look at who has screwed over the country the most right now, Vladimir Putin, who we've sanctioned over and over and over again, right, who we have been very tough on, at least under the Trump administration from an economic standpoint, or Zelensky, who has been sent hundreds of billions of dollars and doesn't know where half of it is. I'm pretty sure that guy has screwed us over more. And now he's coming into the country, signing bombs with the governor of Pennsylvania during an election. He comes to, he comes to Congress and begs and begs and begs for money. We send him everything and he's still not grateful. Oh, I don't feel supported by because we're done supporting you. Mm-hmm. If you have a friend who maybe he or she is in a tough position and you start giving him or her money to help them out, get them on their feet, and you find out they're buying drugs with it or they're wasting it or it's not going. Eventually, you got to find something else. You know, you get an intervention or find a little bit of a better way, a different way to help that person. We got to cut the guy off. He's had 3 years. This is not a war that he can win. And if it wasn't for the United States, it's a war that he would have lost already. Where's Europe? Right. Where are these countries that are actually next to Ukraine that want to tell us how much we support Ukraine, but they can't support Ukraine? Give me a break. You know, I can't stand. So 3 years. This thing's got to end, and Zelensky has no incentive to end it, because as long as he can call himself a wartime president, he doesn't have to hold an election, mm-hmm. right? This is something that tyrants do, and it needs to be fixed. I'm not saying regime change. I'm saying someone's got to talk this dude, not a forced regime change. Someone's got to talk this dude to holding an election and seeing how the country feels, right? And see where it goes from there, because I have a feeling he's not going to come out the victor unless, you know, there's California things that happen in Ukraine.
Right. Sean Farris, excuse me, Sean Farris joining us from Nashville as he does.
You're right there.
Oh, my goodness. Mr. President,
you got the China virus.
Yeah, it's day 16 of, day 16 of this nonsense. It never ends. I just can't wait for this winter to be over.
He's coughing up jellyfish.
It's unbelievable. It's just awful. I want to get your thoughts on Kathy Hochul. This is hilarious, in my opinion. We played a clip this morning of Sonny, and I'm surprised we didn't get flagged on YouTube, so we won't play it again. But Sonny Hostin waxing on The View about, well, you know, this congestion thing, it's not really that bad. It makes my commute into the city easier, as she's being driven in by a limousine driver. And remember, if I have the story correct, it was Hochul who said, we're actually saving you money because it could have been $15, but it's actually $9, even though it's going from zero to nine. She made it sound like you were getting some sort of discounted rate. Your thoughts on Trump coming in and saying no more with that, as well as obviously Sean Duffy?
Well, first of all, it's one of the sleaziest sales pitches I've ever seen. Oh, I'm saving you money even though you're paying more. And I'm like, you know, I've seen this before. I used to work in sales, right? Like I never pulled that one because I would always feel bad when I've seen it. But like, I'm saving you money. Why? Well, because it was going to be 10, but now it's 5. Yeah, but right now it's 0. Yeah. How are you saving me money? Right. I don't get it. They're like, well, we're not charging you 10, but you are charging me 5 and you weren't yesterday. So you're not saving me money. You're pretending like you're saving me money while you take my money. Give me a break. Right. But Kathy Hochul is I can't stand this woman. I can't stand her. She was very nasty when I lived in New York. There's questions as to whether or not her office and the whole thing, you know, they were playing games with some of the stuff I was into with our grassroots activism group that was just killing it. You know, we were a pest for her. I mean, we came out 1,000 strong and like 10 degrees when she visited our Department of Transportation ahead of a blizzard, and they had to go in through a back entrance because we were protesting in the street and we weren't blocking the street. We had the cops. They had us, you know, on 2 sidewalks. It was a clear way in. She just didn't want to see us. That's the problem, right? We never broke the law when we did these things and never blocked roads like Black Lives Matter. We didn't do that. But she went in and out of a back entrance because she's a coward, right? So she wants to talk about congestion pricing and I'm saving you money and implementing another money grab in New York City. No, ain't going to work. And obviously Trump looks at that and says, this is ridiculous. They're residential streets. I mean, do the residents have to pay this? Are they exempt? What if someone's just going home and not trying to beat the traffic? So I'm happy Trump is stepping in and she wants to act all tough and, this is not the fight that you want. Who are you? Who are you other than Andrew Cuomo's former assistant that came from Buffalo and served a term or two in Congress? Like you are nobody, Kathy Hochul. Like, you really are. I don't care. Governor of New York. And you're the reason why that state's about to flip. Because they're so unhappy with you and your incompetence. So it really is alarming to see someone think so highly of themselves. She's got no chance, right? This state is going to get sued. They're getting sued right now over the sanctuary city policies, which are actively breaking the law, right? Pam Bondi's going to walk all over her and Letitia James and the head of the DMV there, who thinks it's a good idea. Oh, we have traffic problems, Kathy Hochul. We have traffic problems. How about the green light law that puts people who shouldn't be in this country on the road? These are folks who some of them can't translate the word stop and you're putting them on the road. That's a wonderful thing to do, right? So do you want to talk about traffic? Let's start there with getting rid of drivers who don't deserve to be on the road, like folks who don't deserve to be in our country and have no legal claim to be in our country. She's about to get wrecked. It's about to be on full display for the world to see. And I can only say this to my friends in New York. Your governor is about to get wrecked, absolutely embarrassed, okay? The Democrats in New York are going to take such a big black eye over this. If you put up a candidate as slimy and sleazy as Mike Lawler, you are missing out on the greatest opportunity New York has had probably since Zeldin. Okay, there's got to be somebody in that state that is better than Mike Lawler. Cough, cough, the county executive of Nassau County, Bruce Blakeman, would be a phenomenal choice. Let's see if he can win in November in his reelection. Don't put up a sleaze. You're going to have a golden opportunity in New York after Hochul is given this massive black eye. Don't waste it on somebody who pledges allegiance to Kevin McCarthy. Don't do it. I'm telling you. Oh, I'm fired up. Those are I know a lot of people over there.
Well, while you're fired up, we should really analyze New York as a whole in politics and in sports. So you're telling me in a city/state of what? New York City's well over what? Is it 8 million, 12 million people? I forget what the number is anymore. You can't. The best you can give me is Kathy Hochul, Eric Adams, and then you're going to try to give me a refurbished, rebranded Andrew Cuomo as the next mayor.
Which Sean has been on top of,
right.
By the way.
He's been saying this for, I was like, it's going to be him. You've got nine professional sports teams in that city. Can't win a championship. And what a disaster New York is. Just in every category. Taxes,
well, you mentioned the nine professional sports teams, right? And somehow we're always out of money, which is very interesting with all the revenue that's generated by all these. We're apparently a big market, but we don't operate. Well, we spend, I mean, maybe take a lesson from the Oakland A's, right? Let's play Moneyball for a little bit.
New York needs a doge.
Listen, New York, there's a couple of things New York does right. Okay, number one, we say water the right way. We say coffee the right way. All right, so that's number one. Number two, heroes, right? We already talked about hoagies, the whole nine yards. That's what they're called. I don't care what anybody's got to say. It is what it is. Send the hate my way. By the way, speaking of hate, can I just, you know the whole Canada? I put up a tweet last night and said that Canada thinks they won, but we're going to find more goals at 3 a.m. You know, making fun of our country.
Yeah.
I said that. And I got this email. I'm telling you, it is the Constitution long. Of a Canadian who is like very offended.
Uh-oh.
You need to speak to a therapist like your president. I'm like, are you kidding? She's like, it's 3:53. I'm in Nova Scotia and they haven't found any goals yet. Like, I was serious. Mm-hmm. Like, go dig on Oak Island. How about that?
You know Trudeau was waiting all day, right? Like, Trudeau put that tweet out, you can't take our country and you can't take our sport.
Okay. Well, you know what? If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have a country, Justin. And if you were so popular, why are you being forced to resign? Is Queen Justine, he sits where he pees, a city urinator. We know all about him. We know all about this guy. And when I shook his hand, there was fluid running down his leg. I don't know what that was going on, but he was very nervous. You know, this is in New York. They do a couple things right. I mentioned the water, the heroes. They've got great beaches. Politics is not something that they do right. Bagels is something that they do right. Pizza is something they do right. Food is great in New York. Politics is not great in New York. This is what I'm talking about learning the lesson.
Yeah.
Have have we forgotten what Andrew Cuomo did? Are you going to make him the mayor of New York City? But the answer, unfortunately, is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The answer, they're going to elect that guy.
Yep.
100%. Because now the whole scandal has passed. There were no charges filed. Obviously, there's not going to be charges filed over the nursing home. Right. He's gone. And he is going. This guy was a monster during COVID. Monster. I mean, he destroyed businesses. Right. He let lawlessness go on. Absurd COVID rule. What'd you make it? The curfew was 11, and then a week later it was 12. Yeah. Would you make a deal with the China virus that the virus doesn't come out of? What do we? You could. I remember having this conversation in a bar. First of all, remember you couldn't drink alcohol without food, right? So bars serve wings. So he goes, well, those don't count. What do you mean those don't count? But you know what did count? Soup. So soup is food, but buffalo wings. So the protein rich
who drinks beer with soup.
Isn't food. And the other, well, that's the whole point. Nobody drinks beer with soup. It was meant to keep people out of the bars because that's where, quote unquote, spread happened. I mean, there's a lot of alcohol there. Alcohol kills germs, right?
Yeah.
So listen, I've had a bad cold, drank a little moonshine, been fine. You should try that with the 16-day COVID.
I'm going to do that when I get home. Take a shot right before I take my nap. Proof,
yeah. Bang, you'll be fine in a day or, you know, be asleep in an hour. Who knows?
Damn right.
But you look at Cuomo, these absurd rules. The bar stool, when I sat on the bar stool, I was allowed to take my mask off. Okay. When I stood next to the bar stool and my head was at the exact same height as when I was in the bar stool, I had to put it on.
Yep.
It makes no sense. Mm-hmm. But he said this is following the science. You're going to make that guy your mayor. You got a Democrat, Eric Adams, served up on a silver platter. You could fillet it. Everybody can enjoy it. Mayor Gugu is gone. He's gone. And you're going to elect Andrew Cuomo.
Well, in the worst part, in your city, you've at least had a Republican in recent times. Philadelphia hasn't had a Republican mayor since 1952. I mean, we're coming up on 80 years since we've had a Republican. Your city at least was able to trot one out in the last 25 years.
Cuomo was the one who put the cashless bail thing. That's him. And once you're going to get the cashless bail guy. He's going to be the mayor of New York City and things are going to get better. A soft on crime guy. Is going to run New York City and it's going to get better, but they're going to do it. And it drives me crazy. That's why in September, I was so confident when I heard that he wanted to run and he started talking to the Jewish voters down there because of all the anti-Israel, pro-Palestine stuff. And he won them over. I said, that's it. That's it. He's going to win the primary. He's 30 points up in the primary right now in New York. 30. Like they've forgotten. Like they've forgiven Andrew Cuomo. This is a guy. Do you guys in New York City remember the hospital ship that floated on your river at your port? And instead of sending the sick in there, he stuck them into nursing homes. How do you forget this?
Where it spread like wildfire.
And killed people. But they forgot it. But they're forgetting it because Andrew Cuomo, I hope I'm wrong. Andrew Cuomo is going to be the next mayor. I've been saying it since September when he announced that he was thinking about running. I said, oh, he's going to do it. That stubborn SOB who took the Tappan Zee Bridge away from us, he's going to do it, right? The Mario Cuomo Bridge. You know what people do on that bridge when they drive under that sign? They stick the finger out. Everyone does it on that bridge. Go take a ride over there. You'll see a few fingers fly under the Cuomo sign because it's the Tappan Zee. I thought we're supposed to keep the Indians, by the way. We removed that to put your dad's name on it. Give me a break, right? Andrew Cuomo, you've forgotten what he's done. Everyone's forgotten what he's done. I can't believe they're going to do it, but they're going to do it.
Yep.
He's going to be the next mayor. And all right, you know what? You get what you vote for at that point.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what it is. You've experienced it already.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of votes, final one. Kash Patel gets in by a vote of 51-49. Two Republican senators, including Susan Collins from Maine, voting no against Kash Patel. But he's in. Cabinet's complete. The only individual that never made it was Matt Gaetz, and Trump never had to use a recess appointment throughout this entire process. Your thoughts?
Well, the cabinet being confirmed at the pace that it was confirmed at is phenomenal. You know, I'm now looking at the Gaetz thing thinking, was that, did he know, you know, that ethics report wasn't pretty. Yeah. Okay. It wasn't. You got to call it out. I don't think the things he did morally acceptable. I get it. Letter of the law, where he was. You can question legality, but morally, it's a bad look. And I think he'll admit that. It's a bad look. Very bad. It's a mistake. People make those. As long as he's not still doing that while he's married and everything, people can get better. Okay. But the ethics report was coming out, and I'm thinking maybe that was his way out. Like, here, I'm going to throw you AG, resign from Congress. This is your way out. He throws him, and the ethics report comes out that way. He uses the ethics report to resign, leaves, and now he's, you know, doing his thing. I like Gaetz. I think he was great in Congress. I don't, you know, the way you vote, that's why you're there. you know, be a good congressman. He was a good congressman, very outspoken about issues people didn't want to talk about, J6, the spying, very, very loyal to Trump, and loyal to what, you know, would appear to be serving his constituents, which were nice, right? But other than Gates, cabinet's in, right? Cash is in. So exciting to have Cash Patel in, who says he's going to hunt down America's enemies. And the only thing I'm thinking is if the last FBI director said that, they were going to be back at the school board meetings, right? The Cash Patel is ready to rock and roll. I'm excited about that. It's exciting to see in this administration so many players from the original Russia hoax, the Spygate hoax, right? Patel, Daniel Radcliffe, you know, a lot of these people that are involved in some of these intel positions were involved in that, you know, were targets of that Spygate probe. So to see those folks, Devin Nunes is in a big position to see those folks now running the system that came for them. It makes me happy knowing that they're going to get it right. I think they're going to get it right. Most of it. It's never going to be perfect, but they're going to put it certainly on a much better path than we have now. And the, you know, cabinet's confirmed, Cash is ready to roll, and it's go time. He didn't have to use that recess appointment. You know, Murkowski, she has no excuse, but Collins has an excuse. She's a Republican from Maine.
Yeah.
So she at least has that excuse to vote like a clown. Murkowski, there's more polar bears in Alaska than there are Democrats. Okay, it's Alaska.
Yeah.
Right? There's no excuse. They got to get rid of ranked choice voting over there. Yeah. That's got to be removed from office and put somebody in there actually cares, because she's not a Republican, you know. But love where the administration's at. Love the fact that the cabinet's in. Now it's time to go to work and get this agenda over the finish line.
Sean Farish, live from Nashville, Ooh. Tennessee. Great
yeah,
stuff,
buddy.
As always. See if you can ship me up some of that moonshine, by the way.
Oh, you know
Maybe
what?
Next I time mean, you visit.
Yeah.
Once Trump takes over the Postal Service, they can get a pardon for that crime. We'll send it right up to
By
you.
By the way, we're, you know, Dawn just said next time you visit, we are working on getting Sean back up here soon.
So. Yeah.
Good.
So. Beautiful.
That's it. Brace for impact.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, literally.
I see what you did there.
Literally.
I see what you did there.
Good one.
Look at that.
Buckle in, baby.
Great stuff, pal. Thank you.
Love you, man.
Love you, dude.
There he is. Sean Farish from Nashville, Tennessee. We'll come back. We'll get to a Dawn Stenzel and Big Three. And then coming up at the bottom of the hour, former IRS employee who voted for Trump let go because of federal employee cuts in the workforce. What does he have to say? He's a local guy. In fact, he used to work at this very radio station, Robert McCabe, in about 15 minutes.
By the way, if you came over to YouTube to see the Zizian video,
I
promised we'll do that during Dawn's Big Three.
Okay.
I'll do an update.
Stay there. Dawn can do an update, and we'll play the video.
We've got Dawn and the Zizians.
The Zizians!
Like a band.
You have to see his videos, people. Oh,
and if
my
they
God,
were a band, Phil would have seen them by now.
That's true.
Back after this on Gale & Company.
Yeah, we got to talk about my guys, my friends at Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. They will get you ready for whichever season right now. Before winter hit, we made sure that they gave us a tune-up, checked out the system. Marvin E. Cans, third generation owned and military veteran founded company, true patriots. If you live in an older suburban home, I want you to consider a ductless unit. And this is from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, because Mitsubishi Electric is just a terrific solution for a home, especially lacking the kind of ductwork that you usually need, and could provide you up to a $2,000 tax savings. So contact my friends at Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning, MarvinEKANZE.com, MarvinEKANZ.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Thank you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You ever want to see Phil in a bad mood?
I know.
Check in on him when the printers go down.
Sorry, Phil.
Oh,
Phil,
he gets a little antsy.
Phil brings his own paper from home.
I know.
Just as a
he
backup.
Does. You're not lying.
It's 4 a.m.
Phil goes to Staples.
That's right.
Literally goes to Staples. And I think the one out there in Willow Grove.
Yeah.
And buys paper, and we reimburse him because our company can't seem to buy paper here.
Yeah, it's weird. I can buy paper, and I buy it at Staples.
Yeah.
I buy my tablets at Staples.
I see that.
Not a paid endorsement, just a fact. All right. Without further ado, let's get caught up in the world of news. Time for a Dawn Senslund Big 3 at 922.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale & Company.
We are sponsored by Meineke and the Big 3. So we have state police. We have the update on the so-called Zizians.
Yeah.
So the question this morning, and this is making news across the nation because there has been a murder spree across the nation, including the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent and including a beloved longtime married couple, homeowners, property owners in Delaware County. So is this all connected by this group called the Zizians? And their leader is Jack Lasota, a.k.a. Ziz, who's the head Zizian.
Yeah.
And is this a situation where the cult is, and we're asking the question because they are, according to authorities, they are being questioned in connection to these murders across the country, at least six homicides, a string of homicides nationally. So in this one, these are vegan, anti-AI, which is artificial intelligence, death cult.
Yeah. You guys want to see?
Did I leave anything out?
No. Trans, vegan, anti-AI. You covered all three bases.
They basically said that if you're not vegan, you deserve to die or something like that. It's I mean, they're sick individuals. And yeah, I know people are like, you know, I knew you guys were making jokes about this, but people are dead. I understand that. Where, like, I'm just saying that it's been a long time since there's been cults like this.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't seen it since, you know.
When does Hollywood make the documentary on them?
It's coming. Let's do a little. This is put together by the New York Post. This is just a little refresher course for the Zizians. Roll it.
Three members of the alleged radical vegan Zizian cult have been arrested. Maryland officers brought in Jack Ziz Lasota, the alleged leader of the group, along with Michelle Zajko and Daniel Blank on February 16th.
The Zizians have been tied to six killings across three states.
I would describe some of the crimes that they're accused of as being demonic, you could say.
The trio appeared in front of a judge days after their arrest and were all held without bail. Lasota, at one point, interrupted the judge to say he would starve unless he was given vegan food in jail. So, who are the Zizians?
Yes.
Here's everything you need to know.
Look at that.
This has mask.
The makings of a Netflix cult docudrama. These Zizians appear to be a group of mostly transgender computer scientists who met online, united in anarchist beliefs, including radical veganism, and turned violent.
In 2016, Lasota, a transgender woman and computer programmer in the San Francisco...
Wait, hang on.
Biological male.
Pause. That's a woman?
That
is a woman right there that we're looking at.
That looks like a dude initially.
That's 100% a dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
I would think so, unless they don't have the names with the faces matched up to this.
Well,
sound.
I know Ziz is the one who looked
That's Ziz right there.
Yeah, that's the one with the grew the hair out.
Yeah.
But then Ziz grew
YouTube.com/at1210WPH if you want to see this. I'm sorry, Don.
Ziz. So I think that what they're showing there is the before photo of Ziz, but then the mugshot more recently in our area, because Ziz and the others are being held in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
Every picture I've seen of Ziz looks like a dude.
It's like the before and after, when you get a fresh do or weight loss. Yeah, you do the before and after.
You ever notice when you do the weight loss, they're always tanner with different eye colors?
100%. Keep rolling.
Under the online persona Ziz, sharing intricate and often meandering theories, the group is involved in practices including unihemispheric sleep, a state similar to hypnosis, where people sleep with one eye open. The practice is intended to demonstrate that the brain's two hemispheres are separate identities that, according to Lasota's blog, often desire to kill each other. Lasota and three others were
each
arrested.
Brain, each side of your brain.
Right.
Cool.
They donned hoods and Guy Fawkes masks while protesting a Berkeley rationality and cognitive bias nonprofit. They called it a protest against sexual misconduct within rationalist organizations. By 2020, the Zizians had established a base of sorts in Vallejo, California, first living on a boat and then in box trucks on a property owned by landlord Curtis Lind.
Wow.
He didn't charge the group rent during the pandemic.
It's just like the Manson family.
Yeah. Zizians refused to pay up.
Landlord had one eye and a horse.
Warnings. Lind, frustrated with non-payment and growing tensions,
gave
them a final deadline, November 17.
Yeah.
2 days before that deadline, on November 15th, 2022, Lind was attacked. According to police reports, one of the Zizians, Emma Borhanian, swung a sword at him, partially blinding him. Lynn to act in self-defense, shot and killed Borhanian.
Wow.
Local authorities arrested two Zizians, Alexander Lethem and Suri Dow, charging them with murder. Weeks later, the Zizians scattered. Some traveled across state lines, with Lasota, Michelle Zajko, and others reappearing in Pennsylvania. And more murder followed.
An elderly couple that were killed in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, were shot execution style in their homes on New Year's Eve.
Police found a gruesome scene. Richard and Rita Zajko, Michelle's parents, had been shot to death. Authorities quickly focused on Michelle Zajko, who had a rocky relationship with her parents. A doorbell camera captured audio of a car pulling up, a voice shouting "Mom," and a struggle before gunshots rang out.
Yeah.
Police questioned Zajko, but did not initially charge her. Instead, she was arrested weeks later for obstruction and trespassing in an unrelated incident while hiding out in a Pennsylvania hotel with Lasota. Both were soon released. By January 2025, the Zizians had returned to California, and Curtis Lind, the landlord who had barely survived the sword attack, was still prepared to testify against the group. On January 17, 2025, Lind was found murdered in his home. Authorities charged another Zizian, 22-year-old Maximilian Snyder, with the killing. Prosecutors allege Snyder was sent to kill Lind specifically to prevent him from testifying. 2 days later, the Zizian's activities took an even deadlier turn. On January 20th, 2025, U.S. Border Patrol agent David Mayland stopped a suspicious vehicle in Coventry, Vermont. A car connected to Felix Bockholt and Teresa Youngblood. Moments later, gunfire erupted.
Man.
Mayland was killed in the shootout. Bockholt also died at the scene. Youngblood was shot and wounded, but survived. Authorities quickly linked the handgun back to the Zizians. It was bought by Michelle Zajko, who was still a suspect in the murder of her parents. By February 16, 2025, law enforcement had gathered enough evidence to make a move. Now, with Lasota and key members behind bars, authorities are piecing together the full extent of the group's crimes.
Wow.
So when we talk about maybe bringing back mental asylums and insane asylums in these institutions, this is the perfect group of people to stuff them in.
Oh, wait, hang on, Dawn. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I brought you down.
Oh, he brought me down. Now you got to bring me up.
I'm going to bring
Speaking of which, the battle lines are being drawn. Statewide battle between Wawa and Sheetz coming to our area. Sheetz wants to build a new store and gas station, Limerick Township, Montgomery County, Ridge and Swamp Pike, right across from that Wawa. This is the first time Sheetz wants to come into Wawa territory.
Hey, Sheetz, take a hike, okay? All right? This is Wawa country.
Yeah.
All right?
Nobody wants your Sheetsy Sheetz.
Yeah, go battle Bucky's.
It's also mine, a key country.
When you baby.
Step on your brakes. Do you hear that squeal, grinding noise maybe? Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem. Find a location near you. Meineke. Meineke.com. Sponsoring Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Coming up next, a now fired IRS agent who is a Donald Trump supporter will give us his thoughts on the fallout for his career. That's next on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Robert McCabe joins us. Robert, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
I mean, I've been doing better, but...
Yes, I totally get it. Love the Eagles hat and the Eagles hoodie that you have on, so good work there. So I was watching NBC 10 Philadelphia and trying to get caught up on your story, and I see that, you know, essentially you're trying to log in for your workday at your computer workstation with your fellow employees, and it became very chaotic and unorganized, and essentially as the workday went along, you and your colleagues realized you were probably in all likelihood fired and had to sit at your place of employment and basically wait out your fate. Can you take us through the timeline of what that day was like in regards to the federal government downsizing and you unfortunately being out of work?
Yeah, for sure. So I go into work every day too. I work 5 days a week in the office. So, I mean, I'm not a lazy government employee. I went in and did the job. It started every day at 7 o'clock. So I got in at 7 o'clock, loaded up my computer. And the first thing that came up was my Teams, and it was saying that I no longer had access to, this organization. And that's when I was like, it's happening. So I left my cubicle, went around to, everybody else who was in the same situation. Some people had access to different systems. Some, it was very disorganized. It wasn't like a checklist of like, we're losing access to this system and then this system and then this system. It was just chaos. So we sat around from 7 till I'd say maybe 10:30 is when, we started like really printing everything, like printing our employment forms and all that, because we had received word from the union that it was like the official word was coming down at 11. We literally just sat around all day. They halted all examinations, even for non-probationary employees. So the IRS was literally just at a standstill all day yesterday. The email came through around 11:30. And then again, we had to wait around for another hour and a half or so while they got everything together to turn in our equipment and sign the paperwork and escort us out of the building.
You mentioned the paperwork. That was where I was going to go next. We've read, we've talked about, we've discussed on this show for a handful of days, if not a few weeks now, some of the severance packages that federal employees are getting. From what I gather, and you would know better than me having to, experience this in real life right now, 8 or 9 months of pay, benefits. Are you relatively okay in the short term, or is that not applied to your situation? I know in radio. Go ahead.
I didn't take the deferred resignation. I did want to keep my job. I didn't take that package, and it was revoked about a week before the firing happened yesterday.
But that was my question, though. Can I just ask you something? Because I thought that the IRS employees were told that they were not being offered that buyout with the 8 months in the initial situation, but may be offered in May. So that was one of the things I had heard. Have you heard about that? And might there be an opportunity then?
So, again, this really goes back to the confusion of the whole situation. For 3 weeks, it was mentally exhausting. Let me just start out that way. It was not, it felt like we were, going into a prison every day, just waiting for our death sentence. It was very ominous. And the disorganization of it, the information came through so fractured, because we would get the fork in the road email, and then our managers would ask us questions, and then the union would come out with certain information. So the union was telling us not to take the offer. Obviously, the fork in the road was trying to sell us on it. We received probably 5 to 7 emails of like question and answer, trying to really push us into doing it. And then, like I said, the union was on the opposite side saying, don't take it, that there's no, that the agreement isn't going to be upheld, that there's no money allocated for that in the budget. So again, the disinformation and the misinformation was just coming from all sides. So you didn't really know what was true or what wasn't. So I just kind of kept my head down and did my job, until yesterday.
Wanted to get your, I know everybody's situation is different, but for you compared to your colleagues, or maybe in conjunction with your colleagues, is this a done deal for you? Are you moving on? Are there courts and lawyers and litigation pending? Where are you in the legal realm with this?
So I'm going to be signing on to 2 class action lawsuits today.
Okay.
That, are seeking damages. I do know the union has another lawsuit that they put in for like reinstating and getting back pay and all that kind of stuff. But again, this could take years. So we were hoping for the union to win a case yesterday, but they kind of went to the wrong court with the wrong argument and, you know, lost that case. So they're going to have to redo it. Mm-hmm. And now they have damages to prove, you know. So that may help the case, but I'm not hopeful. I'm moving on as far as I'm concerned right now, you know.
Right. Want to get your thoughts on this. I try to be as transparent with a guest, even if, you know, what I say before a guest comes on runs counter to what a guest is experiencing. Not saying you're one of these individuals, but the theme on our show has been for the people that have publicly went to TikTok and have been raging and screaming, oh, how you can't fire me. And we've kind of had the collective view of just because you're a federal employee doesn't mean you're untouchable. You can't lose your job. I was told that you are a Trump supporter or were a Trump supporter. What is your viewpoint right now, having been a guy that I assume voted for Trump, who then in some regard, directly or indirectly, just took your employment away?
So I do, I want to go first. I don't feel like I'm entitled to a federal job. And that's not what I'm trying to do here. You know, I'm not going to yell and scream about it. And like, I don't deserve the job. But I got it. And you know, Congress passed a budget that funded my job. And I don't think it's within the executive scope of power to just bypass that. You know, it was agreed upon that this money was going to be allocated to the only agency, okay, that brings in revenue as we're trying to fix a deficit. That doesn't make any sense either. So yeah, it's the whole idea that we're entitled federal workers is kind of insulting, because again, I worked hard. It took me 8 months to get that job. By the time I got through the background checks and all that, so it's not an entitlement. It was something that I worked for and I earned, and to have it taken away through executive action when it was it was a congressional budget. So that's one side of it. The other side of it is I'm not I'm not an at-will employee. I'm protected by the union. I know as a probationary, you don't have quite as many protections, but, they can't just fire me for no reason. They have to have a reason. And the reason that was cited was my performance, which, I wasn't even there long enough to have a true performance evaluation, so I don't know how they came up with that. In terms of being a Trump supporter, yes, I still do agree with a lot of the stuff that he's doing, and I do believe that there's a ton of waste in government. I saw it. I did. Working at the IRS, I did see waste. Mm-hmm. But finding waste and eliminating it with a wrecking ball is not ideal, I guess. I don't know how else to put it, but there is a human element to it.
Sure.
I know it's fun to stand up on stage with a chainsaw and mock the people that you just fired, but there is a human element to it. You know, we're people and we're being released into a terrible job market. I didn't do anything to President Trump. I wasn't even in the IRS when he was in office, you know. So whatever grudge he has against federal employees, like, I wasn't even part of it. I didn't do anything to you. So I think he's doing things a little ham-handedly, and not really and taking on too many things, you know. He has so many fires to put out across the world, and he's lighting fires in his own government. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Robert McCabe. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I know it's not easy. We've all been in these situations where we lose a job, but obviously keep pushing forward and brighter days ahead. Thanks for sharing the story. Yeah, and also, if you can, keep us updated as there are developments with your story.
All right, will do. I appreciate the time that you gave me today.
No question, no doubt.
Thank you.
You got it. Robert McCabe joining us here on Kale & Company.
What's that story?
All right, we have to break
it. All right, we'll come back and get to Phil Omquist, Jimmy Kelly's movie, and what's on tap for the Dawn Show. Stay right there.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company, today in music history with Phil Omquist, is coming up momentarily. The Dawn Show at the top of the hour. But let's see what Jimmy Kelly picked out today for our morning mystery movie clip.
And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
An unknown Englishman was in your office the other day.
Correct, number one.
Do you know what gun this is?
What a PPK.
Only one person we know uses this sort of gun. James Bond.
But Bond is dead.
It was in all the newspapers.
Rubbish. Bond is alive. Unless you killed him, Mr. Osato. Don't tell me you let him go.
I gave number 11 the strictest orders to eliminate him.
Which one is it?
You know what it is?
So good.
Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Final pair of tickets for this week to see Paul Simon in concert coming up June 28th at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock, so technically 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
You can win them first before they go on sale in 5 minutes.
That's right. If you don't get them, Ticketmaster.com. Caller 12-855-839-1210. Philip, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale & Company.
February 21st, we celebrate the birthdays of Randy Blythe from Lamb of God. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Vince Welnick from The Tubes and Michael Ward from The Wallflowers. We also lost Peter Tork from The Monkees on this day in 2019. Six include Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin in 72, Beat It by Michael Jackson in 83, Kings and Queens by Aerosmith in 78, Disarmed by The Smashing Pumpkins in 94, and released also in about 5 minutes, I Will Not Break by Disturbed. Side note, looking forward to their show in a couple months. Albums include Ordinary Man by Ozzy in 2020. And speaking of shows, see Pretend Ozzy at the Landis Theater tomorrow. Run with a Pack by... I gotta promote.
Thank you.
You got 4 pages. 4 pages.
We don't have time for 4 pages.
I know. Run with a Pack by Bad Company in 76. On the Level by Status Quo in 76. And The Definitive Collection by Crocus in 2000. Also in 64, New York band The Echoes recruited a young unknown piano player named Billy Joel. In 61, the Beatles played 3 shows in 1 day. In 58, Gibson 5V guitar goes on the market. In 81, REO Speedwagon's High Infidelity hits number 1. In 74, Jungle Boogie is the first Cool in the Gang single to get certified gold. In 2000, the Foo Fighters cancel a short tour of South America so they can play Everlong for David Letterman on his first show back from heart surgery. In 90, Paul McCartney achieved a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. And in 2008, a collection of 3 million records is sold on eBay for over $3 million. However, the bid is a sham, and the collection is eventually sold in 2013. But lastly, on this day in 2009, after receiving $1.5 billion in federal bank bailout money and laying off 450 employees, Northern Trust in Chicago threw a lavish LA party for clients and employees, spending $50,000 to shut down the House of Blues for a private Sheryl Crow concert. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
How does he find this stuff? All right, there it is, Phil Omquist with Today in Music History. Jeff is in Utica, New York, because he knows New York radio is awful, so he listens to us. Hello, Jeff, what movie did we play for you?
That was James Bond, You Only Live Twice.
Yeah! That is correct. Woo! Congratulations, Jeff. You are the winner of the Paul Simon tickets. And now Dawn is coming up in about 3 minutes, and we find out what she has lined up.
Yes, yeah, so we'll talk to one of the moms who is so grateful to President Trump recently signing the Laken Riley Act into law. And this particular mom, Patty, she lost her daughter blaming Biden's border policies. So we'll have a stark conversation with her. Also, what is Lara Trump up to?
Uh-oh.
And what has she been doing in between the last gig, you know, helping Trump to victory, and then tomorrow on Fox News. So you'll see what she's been up to and hear all about her excitement to start the new Fox gig. We have so much breaking, so much happening. Trump is he's about to do something else. You're going to find out all about it. But stay tuned.
All right. Looks like executive orders at 3 o'clock today. By the way, I'm sure Laura Trump will be very, very unbiased on her new program on Saturday nights. She should come out and torture her father-in-law for whatever. That would win me over. Not much to torch, but it'd still be good. All right. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is next. Dawn and I tonight will be out in Westchester for Joe Conklin.
Come on out.
You can still get tickets. JoeConklin.com. Until then.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.